Michael Spencer from His Tabernacle Family Church, and my beautiful wife, Rhonda. Isn't she beautiful? We are so glad that you're with us live on WENY and live on radio right now, 100.9. We're excited that we're able to bring the gospel to you, bring church to you right in your home and right over the airwaves. You know, I just want to give my wife an opportunity to say hello. Come on, Rhonda.
Hello, welcome. We are in a changed world today, but the good news is that God never changes. Amen. His promises stand true and they don't change. The children of God, the blessings of God, the favor of God still stands strong today, the same as it did yesterday and will forever. Never. The church is strong and we are outside the four walls.
We are outside the four walls.
Let's pray. Father, we just invite you,
yes, Jesus,
to be glorified today through our praise and worship and through your word. We know signs and wonders are going to follow the preaching of the word. We thank you, God, that you are an all-powerful God. Yes. We thank you that your promises are true and your promises still stand. Father, we thank you that you will make a way,
yes,
even when there seems to be no way, that you never leave us or forsake us. We just pray right now for the peace of God that passes, yes, all understanding to just permeate the airwaves, the live stream, any way anyone is watching right now. We thank you, God, for your peace,
yes,
that passes all understanding. We just love you. We adore you.
Yes.
We are here together in all different areas, unified for one reason,
yes,
to glorify you today. So we lift you up. We magnify you, we exalt you, we praise your name. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. We're just so glad that you're with us. Listen now, just strap yourself in. It's just barely an hour. God's going to move in your life. We've got a message. I got a message just from heaven, just for you. You know, we have some great things that are happening this whole week at His Tabernacle Family Church. I know we're not in the building, but we're definitely not quiet. That's right. God is using this house. He's using you to change lives. So I'm going to have Pastor Cody share with you all the great things that are happening this week at His Tabernacle Family Church. Pastor Cody.
Man, we're just so excited with everything that's happening right now. If you're listening live, watching live, maybe you're in the parking lot right now with our drive-in church. But we want to let you know that our goal is not to become disconnected as a community, but to remain connected to each other. A couple of the ways that we're doing that right now, every Monday to Thursday at noon, we're live with a special kids program so you parents can get a little break. And then at 2 o'clock, live worship. And then 7 p.m., you can join our senior pastors for 1 hour, maybe a little bit more, of a service that you will absolutely love. We want to stay connected. We want to become, and we want to still be a part of your lives. And we'd love for you to join that. We'd love for you to share those as well. Also, if you'd like more information about His Tabernacle, you can type one word, His Tabernacle, to 97000. And lastly, we'd love for you to go and visit histabernacle.com. Scroll to the bottom because Resurrection Weekend is coming quickly, and we'd love to keep you connected about all of the details that are happening right there. And lastly, for our service today, we'd love for you to engage. I know that it can be easy to disengage. It's easy to run to the kitchen. It's easy to watch something else on your phone. But engage with the service today so that God can go ahead and impact you right here, right now, and you don't miss anything. So go ahead and get ready for worship as a family, wherever you are, right now. Amen.
We're excited that you're here for us and with us to worship. So we have a great worship set just for you. I want you to do something for me. If you're in your car out in the parking lot right now, get ready to worship with your family. If you're at home, get ready to worship with your family. Maybe you don't know these songs, but the presence of the Holy Spirit is going to come through that television, come through those airwaves, and touch your life. Expect God to do something supernatural. Expect God to touch and change your life. Expect God to show up wherever you are, because He is wherever you are. We love you. Let's worship together. Let's worship the God we love.
Hallelujah. Let's get ready to bless the Lord this morning. Wherever you are, in your car, at home, let's bless the Lord with our praise this morning. Come on and sing.
presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
I feel him in.
I feel it in the atmosphere.
Say the presence of the Lord. Say your presence. Hallelujah.
Your presence.
Yes, it's heaven.
Is heaven.
Say it's heaven to me. Come on and sing that out. Lift your hands if you believe it. Say,
your presence.
Say your presence is heaven.
Your presence.
Say it's heaven.
Is heaven.
Yes, it's heaven.
To me.
Thank you, Father God. I feel your power in your presence, Father God.
Your presence.
Say it's heaven.
Is heaven.
To me. So my heart will sing it out. Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
time, say, your presence is heaven to me. Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah, your presence, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah.
Come on, sing it again, sing it again, sing it with us right now. Right in your living room, right in your car. Come on, give Jesus all the glory.
My provider.
And you are Jehovah Nissi. You reign.
Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom. My Prince of Peace. And I worship you because of who you are.
Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Oh, come on, sing it again.
Lord, I worship you.
Love you, Jesus. God, this morning we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, that you are alive and you are real. You are not a religion. You are not a fiction. Jesus, you are sitting on the right hand of the Father. You are making intercession. And Holy Spirit, right now, you are penetrating, you are permeating, you are just overwhelming, oh God, even in places that people would never have thought you would have arrived. Holy Spirit, move by your power. We thank you that you are a living God and not a dead God. We thank you that you love us in every situation that we're in. Some of us might need, oh God, that Jehovah Jireh. We might need you to provide for us, Lord, those that are online today, those that are on television. God, some of them might be struggling in their finances. Show up, God, show up. Jesus, those who need Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth. We speak against sickness and disease right now. We come against the foul working of the enemy in people's lives. You spirits of infirmity, we command in the name of Jesus Christ that you loose the people this morning that are watching and receiving by faith. God, you are an awesome God, and we love you. And we refuse to slide into religion. We want you. For you are. You are. Not you were, not that you could be, but that you are our God. And we love you this morning. And thank you for the privilege and the honor of coming into your presence. There he is right there. Come on, he's coming right through your television right now. He's coming right now over the airwaves. The presence of God, the presence of God, the presence of God is moving in your life. Some of you say, I don't even believe in God. He's showing up just for you. Some of you are saying, I walked away from God. He's showing up just for you. He loves you. He loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever, whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Change us, Jesus. Make yourself real to us, Jesus. We need you. And we thank you for the privilege this morning of worshiping you, singing to you, being where you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I want to thank the worship team. I just thank God for them because God uses their life. And I love the fact that God changes us from the inside out. You know, today I want to share a word with you. Every single year at His Tabernacle, we have a theme. And this year's theme that God spoke to my heart is Unstoppable, the Supernatural Church. The fact is that not everybody has been unstoppable. The fact is that there are many people that have started this race and not finished this race. And then there are many who've never even thought about the race. But if you can be unstoppable, it means you can also be stoppable. And the Word of God is so clear that the only way that you can truly be unstoppable is if you stop. And many people have stopped. You know what happens to normal humanity is that when there are times of peace and safety, when everything seems to be going well, we all kind of lull into a sleep and to a slumber, and we forget about the blessings that we have. We forget about how God has plans for us. We forget about what God's desire is and why we're here on this planet. And the Lord wants to shake us up a little bit. Now, I'm not saying this virus is from God at all, because God will bring no deadly disease upon his people. You see, the Lord loves you. God is not out to destroy you. God is not out to kill you. God is out to bless you. I've heard many people say, well, God took this one and God killed this one. I want you to hear the word of the Lord. John 10:10, the devil has come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, come on now, shout it with me right in your house. Shout Jesus, but Jesus, he's came that you might have life and life more abundant. That's the plan of God. He wants you to have abundant life, but God can't bless you with abundance if you're not moving forward in his will and his desire. And what's happened is the virus that's come across our the nations, literally the nations. We just heard about Australia. They were told they can't have church for 6 whole months. Man, I'm praying in the name of Christ that the church will rise up in America and will continue to pray and curse this foul thing in Jesus' name so we can get back to the house of God where we belong. But the fact is that the truth is where you are in your relationship with God right now is going to be magnified. If you're a person that truly is not serving God with all of your heart, your mind, your body, soul, and your strength, if you're a person that is quiet in the essence of you're truly not serving God, you're going to struggle in this time and this season more than ever before. You see, the body of Christ, the church at large, many people don't know this, but the church in America is struggling. The facts are is 9,000 churches are closing a year in America, and only 4,000 are opening. But I want you to know that does not mean that the church is dead. That does not mean that the church is not moving forward. God is moving by his Spirit in such a dimension that many people all over the world are giving their hearts to Jesus. But right now, we've got to ask ourselves individually and corporately, for the church is not the building. The church is you and I. We are the body of Christ. Ezekiel chapter 37, 4 through 6 says this. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to put breath in you and make you alive again. I will put flesh on your muscle and I will cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Verse 10 says this. So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into the bodies. I command breath, the supernatural power of God, the breath of God to come back into his church, the breath of God to come back into your life, the breath of God to raise you into a place where your passions for Jesus are like they have never been before. And the Bible says, they all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. The fact is that the body of Christ has been dormant for so long. The average church in America sees less than one soul saved a year. But I want you to hear me. That is not the plan of the Lord. We are not here to occupy and hang out. We are here just simply as an assignment from God, as ambassadors from heaven, to do the will and the work of God. The church cannot remain silent. The church cannot remain quiet. You know, for those that are mature enough, you know what I'm talking about. 50, 60 years ago, everything in a community was surrounding the church. Now the church is obscure. Now the church, if it closes its doors, most people wouldn't know and or care. But I'm here to tell you, there is coming a breath from God in these last days. There's coming a breath from God to the church in these last days. And Jesus is going to breathe into the dry bones. And the dry bones are going to rise, or they will remain buried forever, never to rise again. You see, these dry bones, this is the church. We're so busy in loving the world that we forget that our purpose for being here is to seek and to save them which are lost. Our purpose for being here is Mark chapter 16, and it declares in verse 15 that we should go and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 17, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they touch any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. And when they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's the call of the church, verse 20 declares. And God worked with them, confirming his word with signs and wonders following. I've got great news for the church. We are not dead. I've got great news for the world. The church is not dead. I've got great news for the world that the supernatural has not stopped. But God has a supernatural church in this world that we live in today that will bring the healing and the restoration, not just words, not just fabrication, not just problems, but we are going to bring the answer, and his name is Jesus. You see, when you recognize this, then you recognize the power of the church. We are a great army. We are the army of the Lord. And this is God's plan, that you and I stop just sulking and sitting back and being our own little community and start truly penetrating and making a difference where we are. At his tabernacle, that is something that I've always held true. Man, 1998, we started this church with 5 people at the Horseheads Holiday Inn. I tried everything not to start this church. I was an evangelist on the road. I loved being on the road. But God spoke to me and he said, start a church in Horseheads. And I said, no, God, I don't want to. That was 1996. 1997, I'm on the same couch in Tennessee. And the Holy Spirit said, start a church in Horseheads. And I said, no, God, why do you need another church in this region? That same year, 1997, I was mowing my lawn in the fall, and the Holy Ghost said to me, he said, start a church in Horseheads. I said, but why? He says, I want them to know that I love them and that I've got a plan for them. And today I want you to know that Jesus loves you, that Jesus has a plan for you. You and I are not just walking around and meandering on this planet like lost puppies, but we are sons and daughters. He has fearfully and wonderfully made you. And though your bones might be dry, God wants to breathe in them today. He wants to breathe on us just like he did with Adam. He wants to speak to us just like he did in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he wants you to know that he's alive. He wants you to know that he's real. He wants you to know that you've got purpose. This is not about religion. This is not about church. This is about the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We're living in this real world. And sadly enough, the church is lost. It's lost friction. It's lost movement. It's lost traction because we become our own little societies. And I'm here to tell you, I said it from the beginning at His Tabernacle. The day we stop seeing people saved, the day we stop moving in our community and seeking saving those that are lost, the day we stop loving people is the day we're going to close the doors and walk away, because we don't need another society. We don't need another, come on now, community. We don't need another little religious group getting together. We need the body of Christ, as it declares in Ezekiel, the great army of God to do the work of God, especially in these last days. Today, you and I, as the children of the Lord, we've got to recognize, and I'm talking to the church now, right now. I don't know where you're sitting. I don't know where you go to church. That's not my business. That's between you and God. But in the book of Revelation chapter 3, the Bible is very clear about what it is to be part of the lukewarm church. Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 says this, And the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, says the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works. I know your works, which means you're doing good things. You're being benevolent. You're being kind. But God's not after kindness. God is after your heart. Can I hear an amen or oh my? And the Bible says, but because thou art lukewarm, because you are neither hot nor cold, I am going to vomit you out of my mouth, because you say, I am rich and have and become wealthy and am need of nothing. And I do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. You see, that means this. You've got everything this world has. In comfort, that's all you have to have, right? You sit back, you've got all the money you need. You've got all the toys you want. You've got your children. You've got your house. You've got your lifestyle. But the Lord is saying, listen now, if that is everything, then what an empty life that truly is. But God has a plan for you and a purpose for you. And he's desiring you to come back to him. He's desiring that again, he'll become number one in your life. He said, but because you are neither hot nor cold, I'm going to projectile vomit you out of my mouth. Come on, I counsel you. Come and buy. You see, the Lord has free for you. And that is that Jesus Christ came that you might have life and life more abundant, that Jesus Christ came, that you could have abundantly above all you could even ask or imagine. Christianity is not a religion of poverty. Christianity is not a religion of just barely making it by. Christianity is that you and I are sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The church has got to rise again. The sleeping giant has to rise again. We are the people of hope. If the church has lost hope, then what does the world have? We are the people that God is raising up, but he cannot have us. We will not see revival. You see, you cannot revive something that has never been alive. I'm talking to the church now. I'm talking to the backslider now. I'm telling you now, God is calling you. Jesus has a clarion call into your living room today, into your car today, into your life today. And he's saying, return to me. Come on, you're neither hot nor cold. I am going to puke you out of my mouth. Come back to me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I'll come in with him and sup with him and he with me. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. So many times we think that's to the world. That's not to the world. That's to the church. We've shut the door to our own Messiah. We've shut the door to our own God. We've shut the door to our own Redeemer. His name is Jesus, because we want to be relative. We want everyone to like us. I'm telling you right now, Jesus said, if they hated me, they're gonna hate you. We've got to come to a reality that we are not here because people like us. We're here on an assignment from God to bring the message. There's only one name under heaven, which while you shall be saved. It's the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's not many ways to heaven. There's not many religions to heaven. Jesus was clear. There's only one name. There's only one way. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You're not saved because you go to church. You're not saved because you're a nice person. You're not saved because you're sincere. You are only saved. Come on now, you are not saved by your church, your Pentecostal tag, your Baptist tag, your Presbyterian tag, your Catholic tag, your Episcopalian tag. We got tags all over the place, but none of those are going to get you to heaven. There's only one name. There's only one. That his name is Jesus, the Lamb slain before the foundations of the earth. He did it so that you and I could call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. That is why we're here. That's why the church is here. We are the salt and we are the light. You see, everybody knows this. I don't care who you are in the world. We're watching all the things that are happening around us. And I've talked to people that know Christ and people that don't know Christ. But we all have the same sensation. And that is, something is going on. Something is going to happen. Something's not right here. And it has nothing to do with the virus. We have viruses, and I'm not saying this is real. I'm saying this is very real. But people are passing away by many different ways. As believers, we've got to recognize something so clearly, and that is the signs of the time are upon us. Oh, the Bible talks about this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. It says, most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires. They will say, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? For before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. Are we not seeing this? We're seeing this right in the church. With a trumpet of God, the Bible declares in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, the trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together within the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Encourage one another with these words. The fact is that Jesus is coming. The fact is that there is going to be a rapture of the body of Christ. The fact is that there is going to be a great tribulation period. And 666 is not just something that deals with a song, but it is a reality of how the Antichrist and the world domination is going to come. And let's be real, we're all watching things happen right now. How many of us have surrendered our freedoms simply because of a virus? All over the world. No, I'm not a doomsday preacher, because the Bible says this, encourage one another with these words, which means if you are born again, you know Jesus as your Savior. This is not fear, but this is exciting, because you're in the end times watching God unfold eternity, watching God unfold spiritual history, watching God unfold prophetically what he's going to do here in the future, what's going to happen here in the future. It's happening. I want you to hear me now. It's happening. Freedoms are being lost. We're watching how God is preparing as these end times are occurring. Matthew 16, 2 and 3 says this. He replied, you know the saying, red skies at night means fair weather tomorrow. Red sky in the morning means foul weather all day. You know how to interpret the weather signs in the sky, but you don't know how to interpret the signs of the time. It doesn't take a rocket science. Scientists don't take somebody with great intelligence to recognize that something is off, that we're in a position that we have never been before in the history of mankind, that Jesus Christ is coming, There's not one prophecy left to be fulfilled in the entire book before the trumpet of God sounds. Jesus could come today before this message is over. Jesus could come today before this day is over. I want you to hear me. This is so important. This isn't fear-mongering. This is the truth, and the truth will make you free. It's time to turn to Jesus. It's time to call upon the name of the Lord. It's time to let Jesus change your life. And when he washes away your sins, you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're a child of God and that you're going to heaven. This is who we are. This is God's plan for you. God's plan is not that we'll be lost in the lake of fire for all of eternity. God's plan is that we know him. John 17:3 is the verse that we have as our verse at this church. John 17:3 says this, and that they may know you, the Father, and the Son whom you have sent. I love the fact that we're going to heaven, but the greatest part about heaven is knowing God. You see, today we're in a real interesting way. We are the salt. That's who the church is. The salt, we're preservers. We are the light. We're supposed to shine the light to when people want to know God, they know where to go. Leonard Ravenhill said it this way. Could a mariner sit at idle if he heard the drowning cry? Could a doctor sit in comfort and just let his patients die? Could a fireman sit idle, let men burn and give no hand? Can you sit at ease in Zion with the world around you damned? It's time to wake the sleeping giant. It's time for the church to get the fresh breath of God. It's time for the church to get out of our seats and start loving our community and showing that Jesus is alive and real, laying hands on sick people and seeing them recover, casting out devils in the name of Jesus and touching any deadly thing. It shall not harm you. You see, God is calling his church. He's calling his church back. Maybe you're in a backslidden condition. Maybe you're in a posture that you don't know God. Maybe you're in a position where you're just not sure where you're going with Jesus. Maybe you could care less about God, and right now you're mocking me. Even as you're listening, you're allowing the word of God to come over your television, but you're actually sitting there mocking me. I want you to hear me. His word will not return void. No matter what position you're in, I want you to know that Jesus loves you, that Jesus has a plan for you, that Jesus has a purpose for you. Whether you are a backslidden Christian or whether you're just somebody that's never known God, maybe you've just always been religious, but you've never given your heart to Jesus. I don't know who you are, but I know this. God loves you. God sent his son for you. Jesus lived a sinless life to be the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundations of the earth. And Jesus Christ was hung on a tree and he died on a cross and he was buried. And for 3 days, the devil thought he won. But I've got great news for you. The devil's running around thinking he won. But the Messiah, the Bible declares in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, that Jesus Christ made an open show of him. That Jesus Christ came and he whooped the devil. Revelation chapter 1, he took the keys of death and hell, and the devil no longer has power and authority. But you and I have the opportunity. You see, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's everybody. You see, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior right now, if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, I've got good news for you. And that's exactly what Jesus called it, the good news. Somebody has to pay for sin. And the good news is Jesus paid for the price for you, so you don't have to pay for your own sin. It's not an entrance into a club. It's not an entrance into a religion. It's not an entrance into a denomination. This is about knowing God. And today, he paid it all. He paid for every sin. For he who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. He paid all the sin price so you and I don't have to. You see, somebody has to pay for that. And if you choose not to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're not rejecting the church. You're not rejecting me. You're not rejecting a building. When you do not accept Christ as your Savior, you're making this statement, I choose to pay for my own sin. Somebody said to me once, how could a God of love send anybody to hell? And the fact is, God sends nobody to hell. We send ourselves because we've chosen to pay for our own price for sin. Somebody has to pay that price. For God is holy and no sin can be in his presence. Today, he's made a way for you. Today, he died for you. Today, if you call on his name, you will be saved. Today is your day. Today is your day. I get concerned because we've been in that lull. Everything's going good. Everything's going perfect. There are no problems. There are no situations. Then all of a sudden, bam, our world changes in days. People are dying. People are scared. Fear is prevalent. But Jehovah, our God is not dead. Our God is not marionetting. Our God loves you. And he's saying, today, I've got a free gift for you. It's my son. And if you call on him, I'll take all the things that you did. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know. If I ever came to that church, the roof would cave in. I want you to know we shored it up just for you. There's not one sin too big. There's not one sin too powerful. You have never gone too far. But if you only knew my lifestyle, Jesus loves you. He's not asking you to clean yourself up. He's asking you to know him. He'll clean you up. Oh, but Pastor, you know, I've done this and I've done that. I've been a partier. I've been this and... I've got great news for you. You didn't shock God once with all your excuses. He knows who you are, and he has a plan for you. Pastor, I'm a drug dealer. Pastor, I'm an alcoholic. Pastor, I'm this. Jesus doesn't care. He doesn't care where you are. He cares where you're going, and he'll take you there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always. Come on, church. This is the message that the sleeping giant has to wake and start talking about. There are many of you, you go to work, you call yourself born again, but you go to work and nobody there knows you're saved. Nobody there knows you're the hope. Nobody knows you're the light or the salt. You've hidden your light under a basket. God is saying, now is your time. Now is your time. Now. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have. No, I'm not asking you to join a church. In fact, we don't even have membership. You can't join here. I'm not asking you to join a religion. Well, I've got my own. God says it very clear in the book of Isaiah. I hate your new moon feasts. I hate your festivals. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. He doesn't care what your religious background is. He cares that you know him. Today, if you do not know Jesus, today, if you've never confessed him as your Lord and Savior, today, if you've never made your life right with God, today is your day. I want to pray with you. I don't want you just to repeat after me. I want to pray with you. I want you to talk to God. Well, I don't know what to say. I'll help you. You ready? If you want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you want to get your life right with God. You're in a backslidden condition. You know if you die today, you're not going to heaven. You know it. Today's your day. I just want you to call on his name. You will be saved. A supernatural thing's going to happen. The Bible says old things are going to pass away. Behold, all things are going to become new. You'll be changed in an instant of time as the Spirit of God, the one who brooded over the earth at creation, will dwell inside of your spiritual man. You'll come alive to Christ and dead to sin. supernatural. That's why it's not about joining a church. It's about knowing God. Today, if you'll bow your head with me right where you are, whether you're in a car, whether you're working at a restaurant today, whether you're sitting home in your living room or laying in bed, no matter where you are, Jesus is waiting to hear from you. You see, if you don't call on him, he's not going to come. Why? Because he'll never force his will against yours. You got to call on his name. Let's pray together. Jesus, right out loud, pray right out loud. Dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. I thank you that I heard this message today. I thank you that you care whether I go to heaven or hell. Today I'm making a conscious decision. I'm choosing to serve you. I'm choosing to know you. I ask in Jesus' name that you'll wash my sins away. I ask that you forgive me. Be the Lord of my life. I'm never going back to the world. I'm not going to go live my old lifestyle. I'm going to run after you with all of my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. You see, today if you prayed that prayer, that the Bible says you're a new creation in Christ. You're new. Can you turn to the person next to you and say, you're new? That's right. Right now, if you prayed that prayer with me, we want to make sure you have a Bible. We want to make sure you know where you're going, how to get there. I want you to text a keyword, I am saved, to the number 97000. If you prayed that prayer, no, we're not going to nag you. No, we're not going to chase you down. No, we're not going to show up with a pie on your doorstep. But we are going to make sure you know what to do. We are going to make sure that you know how to follow Jesus. So if you prayed that prayer with me, I want you to text right now. I am saved. Make that declaration. I am saved. And send it to the number 97000. And if you do that, I want you to know today that we are going to see God transform your life. You never thought, come on, you have no clue what God's going to do with you. It is going to be awesome. You are unstoppable, the supernatural church. For just a few minutes, I'd like the worship team just to sing, the presence of God to penetrate your house, and for you to just enjoy the presence of the Lord on this monumental, this is a monumental day for His tabernacle. We've never done this before. And we want you to know, as we are live right now in the sanctuary, that there are people praying for you right now. People are praying for you right now. You know what they did? They prayed Friday night for the last two Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. for you. That's why God had you stop the turning of the channel to listen to this message. Let's worship together. Let's enjoy the presence of Jesus.
Come on.
so glad that you were able to watch with us today. We're so glad that you're able to be part of our family today. You know, we have some awesome things happening. We just want to remind you of every Monday through Thursday, my wife and I will be on Facebook Live, His Tabernacle, from 7 to 8 o'clock, just sharing with you about what God wants to do in your life, how God wants to encourage you and strengthen you. Also, every Monday through Thursday from noon to 1, we have something just for your children that while they're home from school. It's like a VBS right there on His Tabernacle Facebook. As well as at 2 o'clock, this worship team does a live worship set just for you to enjoy the presence of the Lord. So we're with you all week long. We're here with you. Now we also are going to be feeding the community two times this week, I believe, on Wednesday and on Thursday. Wednesday and Saturday. You're going to need to be on our Facebook page to get the details of when, how, and why. The whole thing is going to be there for you. Before we leave, I want my wife to be able to pray with you. We just want you to know, thank you so much for giving us the honor and the privilege of coming into your home. You are very important to us. As my wife prays, we just want to say again, thank you again for being with us today.
Amen. Let's just agree together in prayer. Father, we love you. Yes. Thank you for this time of just filling us up with encouragement and life and hope. We love that your powerful, powerful message is a message of goodness. Yes. And a message of hope. Father, right now I just release the peace of God. Yes. Over our community. Father, there are some that are truly afraid for tomorrow. Yes. And they have fear of what's going to be there. But God, we don't have to have any fear right. of tomorrow, because you've already been there. Yes. You've already prepared a way. You've already made a way. You know what tomorrow holds. You're not shocked by this whole thing.
That's right.
You didn't have to come up with a new plan because of this whole thing. God, you're the same.
Yes.
Yesterday, today, and forever. You have peace for us in this season.
Yes.
Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us.
Yes.
God, I pray as your word and your message went forth today, that there is a new understanding and revelation of how you are with every single one. You are with the Christian.
Yes.
You are with the backslider. You're even there waiting with the
yes.
one who has no knowledge of you at all.
That's right.
God, your desire is for them. You'll never leave us or forsake us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your mighty power.
Yes.
That we're going to see the supernatural.
Yes.
The church is not weak. The church is
yes.
strong.
Yes.
It is supernatural and it is powerful.
Yes.
God, I declare miracles
yes.
right now. I release
name.
The miracle
right
working
right
power
now.
Of God
right now,
right now in people's lives. Your miracle working power to heal,
yes.
Lord. Right now, we declare healing.
Yes.
We've heard so many testimonies of healing,
yes, God.
Even of this coronavirus right now. Lord, we release healing power
yes.
of Jesus. We release the provision of Jesus.
Yes.
Where there is no way, God, we know you will make
a
way, even in the desert places.
Yes.
You will make a way. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for its leading, guiding, and wisdom. In your precious name, Lord, we love you so much. Amen.
Amen. We just want to remind everybody that's part of our family. We are tailing off of the television, tailing off of the radio, but please remain on for the next 15 to 20 minutes. We just have something special for you that we can share with you on Facebook live stream and also YouTube live. Come on now. We just want to say again, thank you so much for being with us.